in.
Okay. The five groups of axioms. Number one, the elements of geometry in the five groups of axioms. Let us consider three distinct systems of things. The things composing the first system we will call points and designate them by the letters capital A, capital B, capital C. Those of the second we will call straight lines and designate them by the letters lowercase a, lowercase b, lowercase c. And those of the third system we will call planes and designate them by their Greek, where the hell am I? Greek letters, oh my God, alpha, beta, gamma, etc. The points are called the elements of linear geometry. The points and straight lines, the elements of plane geometry, and the points, lines, and planes, the elements of geometry of space, or the elements of space. We think of these points, straight lines, and planes as having certain mutual relations, which we indicate by means of such words as are situated, between, parallel, congruent, continuous, etc. The complete and exact description of these relations follows as a consequence of the axioms of geometry. These axioms may be arranged in five groups. Each of these groups expresses by itself certain related fundamental facts of our intuition. We will name these groups as follows. Number one, axioms of connection. Number two, axioms of order. Number three, axioms of parallels, or Euclid's axiom. Number four, axioms of congruence. And number five, axiom of continuity, Archimedes' axiom. Oh, God. Number two, group one, axioms of connection. The axioms of this group establish a connection between the concepts indicated above, namely points, straight lines, and planes. These axioms are as follows. Number one, two distinct points, A and B, always completely determine a straight line, A. We write AB equals A or BA equals A. Instead of determine, we may also employ other forms of expression. For example, we may say A lies upon A, A is a point of A goes through A and through B, or joins A and or with B, etc. If A lies upon A and at the same time upon another straight line B, we make use also of the expression the straight lines A and B have the point A in common, etc. Number one, two. Any two distinct points of a straight line completely determine that line. That is, if AB equals A and AC equals A, where B does not equal C, then is also BC equals A. 1, 3. Three points, A, B, and C, not situated in the same straight line, always completely determine a plane. Lord, alpha, I think. We write ABC equals alpha. We employ also the expressions ABC lie in A, ABC are points of A, etc. 1, 4. Any three points A, B, and C of a plane alpha which do not lie in the same straight line completely determine that plane. If two points A, B of a straight line, the fuck? A straight line A lie in a plane alpha, then every point of A lies in A. Jesus Christ. In this case, we say the straight line A lies in the plane alpha, etc. 1, 6. If two planes, alpha, beta, have a point A in common, then they have at least a second point B in common. 1, 7. Upon every straight line, there exists at least two points. In every plane, at least three points, not lying in the same straight line. And in space, then exists at least four points not lying in a plane. Axioms 1 through 2 contain statements concerning points and straight lines only. That is, concerning the elements of plane geometry. We will call them, therefore, the plane axioms of group 1, in order to distinguish them from the axioms 1, 3 through 7, which we will designate briefly as the space axioms of this group. Of the theorems which follow from the axioms 1, 3 through 7, we shall mention only the following. Theorem 1, two straight lines of a plane have either one point or no point in common. Two planes have no point in common, or a straight line in common. A plane and a straight line not lying in it have no point or one point in common. Theorem 2, through a straight line and a point not lying in it, or through two distinct straight lines having a common point, one and only one plane may be made to pass. Oof. Okay. Oh, God. Group 2, axioms of order. The axioms of this group define the idea expressed by the word between and make possible, upon the basis of this idea, an order of sequence of the points upon a straight line, in a plane, and in space. The points of a straight line have a certain relation to one another, which the word between serves to describe. The axioms of this group are, as follows. 2, 1, if A, B, C are points of a straight line, and B lies between A and C, then B lies also between C and A. Oh my God. Fuck. 2, 2. If A and C are two points of a straight line, then there exists at least one point B lying between A and C, and at least one point D so situated that C lies between A and D. Number 2, 3. Of any three points situated in a straight line, there's always one and only one which lies between the other two. 2, 4. Any four points, A, B, C, and D, of a straight line can always be so arranged that B shall lie between A and C, and also between A and D, and furthermore, that C shall lie between A and D, and also B between B and D. Distinction, we will call the system of two points A and B lying upon a straight line a segment and denote it by AB or BA. The points lying between A and B are called the points of the segment AB, or the points lying within the segment AB. All other points of the straight line are referred to as points lying outside the segment AB. The points A and B are called the extremities of the segment AB. Oh, fuck. 2, 5. Let A, B, C be three points not lying in the same straight line. And let A be A, be a straight line lying in the plane, A, B, and C, and not passing through any of the points A, B, C. Oh, fuck. Then, if the straight line A passes through a point of the segment AB, it will also pass through either a point, oh fuck, of the segment BC or a point of the segment AC. Axioms 2, 1 through 4 contain statements concerning the points of a straight line only, and hence we will call them the linear axioms of group 2. Axiom 2, 5 relates to the elements of plane geometry and consequently shall be called the axiom of group 2. Number 4. Oh, God. Consequences of the axioms of connection and order. By the aid of four linear axioms, 2, 1 through 4, we can easily deduce the following theorems. Oh, God. Theorem 3. Between any two points of a straight line, there always exists an unlimited number of points. Theorem 4, if we have given any finite number of points situated upon a straight line, we can always arrange them in a sequence A, B, C, D, E, through K so that B shall be or shall lie between A and C, D, E, K, C between A, B and D, E, K, D between A, B, C, and E, K, etc. Aside from this order of sequence, there exists but one other possessing this property, namely the reverse order K, ED, CBA. Theorem 5, every straight line A, which lies in a plane alpha, divides the divides the remaining points of this plane into two regions having the following properties. Every point A of the one region determines with each point B of the other region a segment AB containing a point of the straight line A. On the other hand, any two points A, I don't know, A1, of the same region determine a segment AA containing no point of A. What the fuck? Oh my God, I'm just gonna skip that because I don't fucking know what it's saying. Okay. Oh fuck. All of the points at which lie upon the same side of O, which taken together are called the half ray emanating from O. Hence, each point of a straight line divides into two half rays. Making use of the notations of Theorem 5, we say the points A, A1 lie in plane, lie in the plane alpha upon one and the same side of straight line A, and the points AB lie in the plane alpha upon different sides of the straight line A. Oh, fuck. Theorem 6. Every simple polygon whose vertices all lie in a plane alpha divides the points of this plane not belonging to the broken line constituting the sides of the polygon into two regions, an interior and an exterior. Having the following properties. If A is a point of the interior region, interior point, and B is a point of the exterior region, exterior point, then any broken line joining A and B must have at least one point in common with the polygon. If, on the other hand, A and A1 are 2 points of the interior and B1 are 2 points of the interior region. And there are always broken lines to be found joining A with A1 and B with B1 without having a point in common with the polygon. There exist straight lines in the plane, alpha, which lie entirely outside of the given polygon, but there are none which lie entirely within it. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Theorem 7. Every plane alpha divides the remaining points of space into two regions having the following properties. Oh my god. Every point A of the one region determines with each point B of the other region segment AH within which lies a point alpha. On the other hand, any 2 points, A, A1, lying within the same region determine a segment. Containing no point of alpha. Making use of the notation of Theorem 7, we may now say the points A and A1 are situated in space upon one and the same side of the plane alpha, and the points A and B are situated in space upon different sides of the plane alpha. Theorem 7 gives us the most important facts relating to the order of sequence of the elements of space. Oh, fuck. These facts are the results, oh god, exclusively of the axioms already considered, and hence no new space axioms are required in group 2. Oh, fuck. Oh god.